It's not often that we get to talk about all the lovely things that happened in the week that was a little warm and fuzzy for us Sunday morning. I'm joined in studio right now by one of our wonderful producers, Bruce. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah, me too.
I'm such a fan of the warm and fuzzy.
Me, sure.
Sure. Sure, why not?
I'm a proponent of the warm and fuzzy.
I like the warm
and
fuzzy.
I would never admit that I'm a fan.
But. Oh my God. I'm such a sook. I love to cry, like in a weird way. Mm-hmm. I love to like get very emotional about things and watch like a good sad movie. Then it's just quite cathartic.
Yeah.
Okay. I went and saw a film on Thursday. I went and saw Black Panther, which was really good and really fun and a great film. But just before, an ad for the Cancer Council came on, and it was just this really beautiful, like very warm and fluffy. Like, no, it was like sad, but then warm and fuzzy in the end. And I just lost it. Waterworks. And I was with my partner and he looked at me and went, "What is wrong with you?"
It's always weird when ads get you, isn't it?
Oh my God, I did not expect it. Hit me right here in the heart and I went, "Oh my God, what happened?" Anyway, we're going to talk about warm and fuzzy stuff now.
Warm and fuzzy, yeah. So, you know, we take a look at the good things where we can. Mm. So this is news that's good for some and not so good for others.
Okay.
So, but we're not going to be too picky here.
Okay.
So this is about alcohol. So most people would probably say alcohol is not good for you. I mean, we've heard the usual one glass of wine with dinner. You know, you can do that. That's good for your health.
Yeah.
It turns out it's a little bit more than that, though. The new study released said that you can consume up to 2 glasses of beer or wine. So that's beer or wine, not
just wine.
Not tequila or vodka or, you know, all those other things.
Put the rum down.
Yeah.
It's just beer or wine.
Don't take, a shot of vodka with your Vital Greens in the morning. That's a bad idea. But so beer or wine, those are going to be the ones that are going to keep you alive. So researchers, they did a study of 1,700 people since 2003.
Wow.
These are people who lived until their 90s. And it was found that those who consumed the 2 glasses of beer or wine each day, they cut their risk of premature mortality by 18%. So anything you can do to live a little bit longer.
Wow. I don't like alcohol. Like, I don't like...
See, this is bad news for you and me.
Yeah, that's
I don't
terrible.
Drink, you don't,
I don't drink.
So
do I... And red wine is the worst. It tastes like butts.
Yeah,
it's horrible. It tastes like grass clippings.
I once had to buy wine. You know, I was going to visit my mother and I was with my girlfriend at the time and I was like, well, you know, we want to make a good impression as the couple, so we bring a bottle of wine, but we don't want to spend too much money, so we go to the liquor land or whatever and we just... We're shopping, it's like, $15. Nah, that's too expensive. And so we find this one bottle and it's just like covered in like little gold stars, like the kinds, you know, you get in kindy for letting your teacher walk in the door before you. And they're like, good manners. And they give you a little star. So it was like just covered in those. And so we're just like, well, I mean, look at all the accolades.
It's cute.
Look at all. Yeah, it must be good. So we take it and we're like, oh, we found this great wine. They totally bought it. They're like, oh, wow, look at all this. They pop it open. And to this day, it's still the best red wine I've ever drank.
Really?
Yeah, it really is.
Because
I don't like red wine.
No.
This one, it was just like, it was sweet. And it just smooth and cheap. So like all the right things.
All the right things. It ticks all the boxes.
All the boxes.
And it's covered in gold stars.
And it's got gold stars on it. So.
Wow.
Makes you look important, I guess.
It does make you look important.
Yeah. So I guess we'll move on from the alcohol.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said you had one today.
I have one today. Yeah. I'm very excited about this one because this is good news that I am particularly excited about.
Okay.
I love animals. I love puppies and kittens and furry things and like four-legged family members. I have just as many four-legged family members in my home as I do humans. It's a good ratio. It's a happy ratio. Did want to kill one of them last night, though, when they thought...
Human or the animal?
The animal,
okay.
the kitten, the youngest, my youngest, because she thought that 40-degree heat was the time to snuggle.
Mm. See, that's when I don't like warm and fuzzy.
No. And I looked at her and I'm like, go away, which she never listens to me, but she did and I felt really bad. Oh, she actually went away and sulked and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Anyway, this is a much happier story because, and I'm a huge advocate for adopting animals. Adopt, don't shop. There are so many animals out there looking for homes. All my animals are rescues. They're the best breed of animal is a rescue. So the RSPCA have had a real problem lately where they have had their shelters full to the brim, like bursting at the seams, so many animals looking for homes. So they've run a promotion over the last 2 days. It's a $29 adoption fee. So usually dogs are like a couple of hundred and cats are, you know, about $100 to adopt or just below. But they've reduced all the adoption fees to $29 to make it more accessible for people to come and get a puppy or a kitten or a horse or a sheep or a goat or whatever they have. Guinea pigs, you know, they all creatures, great and small. And 660 animals have been adopted in the last 2 days.
Wow, that is...
There are only 140 left looking for homes. Some of the shelters are completely empty, like Rouse Hill and Orange and Broken Hill are 100% clear. They call this a clear the shelters promotion. And there's so many photos online of like little puppies. I say puppies, they're like huge mastiff dogs.
Yeah.
Who just look... The joy in their eyes that they're going home with a forever family and that all these animals are getting to be loved and adored. And, you know, dogs that have been there for months and months and who are a bit older or a little bit almost less desirable because of their breed or their age are all getting adopted. And it's just the most heartwarming thing.
Yeah. It's weird to look at it as like a bit as an investment. But in the end, like it is something that you have to be able to afford.
Makes you live longer too.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. Getting back to living longer.
Yeah. But it is. It's an investment. It's something you have to afford.
Mm-hmm.
Adoption fees cover a lot of things. So when you adopt a dog, when you adopt a rescue, cat, dog, whatever, they become desexed, they become microchipped, they become vaccinated. They've been, you know, cared for and loved for the last X amount of months. It's expensive. So they have to try and recoup some of those costs somewhere.
Of course, yeah.
Which is often in the adoption fee, if not just recouping the costs of like the desexing and the microchipping, which can be quite expensive.
Well, it's good to know that they, you know, they sacrificed, you know, probably their bottom line so that they could get some of these animals at home.
Absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
Because so they're obviously not making money off this to do this, so it's great to see.
And any animals that are, their adoption fee is normally less than $30, less than $29. So like some lizards and reptiles, I guess, are a little bit less.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Are free during this period.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that you...
Well, I mean, my girlfriend has a reptile license. Oh, I should tell her about this as soon as this is over because she might get us a snake or something.
Oh, no. No, that's correct. No. I'll stick to the kittens and the puppies.
You take care of the kittens.
And I like draw the line at like guinea pigs. I think they're the very fine line like of maybe.
Yeah, so you're getting into like rodent territory.
I would happily adopt a goat. They've got goats.
I would not. Goats. Have you seen their eyes?
They're creepy eyes. Yeah, their eyes are so scary. Little like mailbox kind of pupils.
Yeah.
They're weird.
It's like the eyes they give in cartoons to people that have been like hypnotized or like, you know.
Yes.
Brainwashed or something.
And they're always open.
Yeah, they're always
open. And they're just looking at you.
Just weird oblong irises. It's just creepy.
That's it. They're oblongy. Yeah. They're like not
circles.
Round and they're kind of weird.
If anything turned out to be an alien.
It would probably be goats.
If it was goats. I mean, they can eat anything.
I'd believe it.
Yeah. They could survive on any planet.
I like it. Is that all we've got for today?
We have one more.
Okie dokie.
So this is kind of good news about documentaries in a weird way. So sometimes it feels like they're the most like disposable form of cinema.
Yeah.
You know, they come and go. It's always a new thing every year. It's like, have you seen that? Have you seen this? And when most people watch documentary, it's hard for it to really sort of make a difference. Maybe build some sort of awareness. But when the right person watches a documentary, it can really instill some change. So a woman by the name of Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Mountbatten Windsor, also known as Queen Elizabeth.
What a name.
I know, what a name. You know, I found out today that they technically don't have a last name.
No, I know.
Yeah, the royals don't have a last name. So they've been given Mountbatten Windsor as a last name. But
well, Mountbatten or Mountbatten, whatever it is, that's the Prince Phillips.
Oh, that's his actual last name.
Yeah, and then Windsor is their house.
It's just the name of their house.
Yeah, but he took her last name. It's very scandalous. Watch The Crown. It's great. Anyway, Queen Liz watched a doco.
So she watched Blue Planet 2 last year.
So good.
Yeah, and since then, she's been spearheading this campaign that is basically eliminating all plastics from any royal events, anything associated with the...
Liz!
Yeah, the castle...
Windsor.
Buckingham Palace. I guess the palace. Yeah.
Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle.
Yeah, anything like that. They're just eliminating. No more straws. Even for public, anyone that comes to visit in those areas.
Wow, you can't take a straw
in. No straws at any of the cafes, the royal cafes.
No
plastic cups, things like that.
Plastic plates.
Yeah. And
what if they want to get Chinese takeaway?
They're not allowed to.
No, obviously not. Or they have to like have it brought in fine china.
Yeah. Exactly. This is actually what she said. It's like, now fine china for everyone. So, yeah. She's also installing solar panels into the palace and
this
all those
is
kinds
so
of things
cool.
like that. Yeah, so.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. This
and
is
at 91.
Yeah, she's like pretty, like, so I'm pretty obsessed with The Crown at the moment, mm-hmm. and I'm slowly making my way through this. She's really cool. I like her.
Yeah. I saw a picture of her in 1945 earlier. She looks exactly the same. Weirdly.
She has not moved.
But she's,
like,
she's wearing
day.
Her, like, army uniform. It was when she was, like, volunteering.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it was
kind of
cool to see her.
She fixed cars in World
yeah,
War II.
Yeah, well, that's
that
what
was, like, her thing.
Mm.
Yeah, just really
had no idea.
Insanely. Yeah. Yeah, insane. They're interesting, the royal family.
Maybe I should watch The Crown.
I'm so into the royal family. I think it stems back to that desire to be a princess thing.
Right. Yeah.
Like, someone asked me the other night, my sister came to me and asked me, if you weren't in media, what would be, like, you could be anything in the world, what would be your ideal profession? I went, I don't know, what would be yours? And she said, I don't know, like, physiotherapist to the stars or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, genuinely princess.
Just princess.
You get to spend your whole life, like, dedicating your time to charitable causes and philanthropy. You get to act as, like, a figurehead for an entire nation. People want to dress you in amazing clothes. You have, like, a public, like, platform to spread ideas on. It's, like, my ideal.
It's the power, isn't it?
And, like, tiaras.
Oh, yeah, the tiaras.
Oh, my God, tiaras and, like, jewels and diamonds. I sound so vain right now, and I'm fine with it. I feel like we've gone off track. I'll have to leave it there. Really good news. Wine's going to keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
Puppies are getting homes. And Queen Liz has turned green.
Yeah,
this is Queen Liz. This is great.
Good stuff.
Bruce, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.